This is Fresh Air. Michelle Rosewoman grew up in the Bay Area, playing piano from childhood and congas from her teens. After moving to New York in the late 1970s, she began making music in two areas, modern jazz and traditional Cuban music. Before long, she started combining the two in her new Yoruba band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews that band's very belated debut.
Cuban rhythms influenced jazz from the very beginning. When old Jelero Morton talked about how jazz needed tinges of Spanish, he illustrated his point with a Cuban tresillo beat, an uneven three-note grouping that informs jazz's loping swing feel. The related, delayed second beat habanera rhythm made the St. Louis blues a hit and is behind everything from the tango to booting rock and roll sax riffs. You can look at Michelle Rosewoman's new Yoruba band as reuniting cousins who drifted apart. Jazz and folkloric Cuban music with its own family ties to the slave coast of West Africa. Pianist Michelle Rosewoman, from her double album New Yoruba, a musical celebration of Cuba in America. It comes 30 years after she assembled her first New Yoruba band. The current one is a jazz octet plus a trio of Cuban singers and bata drummers. Bata, the sacred double-headed hand drums of the Yoruban people. Two charter New Yorubans are still around, Oliver Lake on saxophones and flute, and Howard Johnson on baritone sax and tuba. A typical Latin jazz band piles on the high trumpets. Rosewoman favors rich saxophones and low brass, and maybe a funky bottom. On most pieces for the new Yoruba band, Michelle Rosewoman wraps her compositions around Yoruban or Dahomian devotional chants and drum patterns. They give the music a spiritual resonance across centuries and continents. Rosewoman treats those materials with care. The sung prayers appear in the prescribed order and have their own integrity within the band's performance. Lead vocalist is Pedrito Martinez, whose singing opens a window on another time. Michelle Rosewoman is mindful the traditions she bridges have different goals. Jazz is progressive, keeps developing its own language. West African religious music has survived for centuries in Cuba through careful and often covert preservation. Rosewoman and her very aware musicians layer jazz phrasing and harmony over those ancient rhythms and do justice to both traditions. It's like inventing Afro-Cuban jazz and sacred concerts all over again.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed A Celebration of Cuba in America, the new album by Michelle Rosewoman and her new Yoruba band. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.